Sir, my voice is quiet and anxious. I think you might be right. I might be a homo. Of course I'm right. He opens his eyes and sits up. I've never been wrong about a queer. You all have a certain vibe that real men can detect. It's natural for us to come together. Men love using homos. You guys can become incredibly selfless if you're trained properly. Will you train me? I look up into his blue eyes while continuing to rub his feet. Yes, I'll fucking reprogram you. He reaches down into his duffel bag and extracts a big bag of pepperoni he's obviously taken from the pizza chain he works at. I brought you a snack. He pulls a handful of the red discs from the bag and begins inserting them between his toes. I watch in confusion as his nubs hold the thin slices of meat out toward me. What is this? Your lunch. Eat this shit from between my toes. Yes, sir! I don't want to upset him. This is fucking gross, but whatever. I'll do it if he wants. My tongue extends and presses against his soul. I take in the metallic taste of sweat as I glide up toward his toes. My lips close around his big toe, and I suck one of the pepperonis into my mouth. I pull back and chew, allowing the savory flavor to mix with the strange tanginess of his foot sweat. I swallow it down. That was actually pretty good. Leaning back in, I repeat the act, licking up from his heel before taking in a pepperoni. Over and over again, I lick and eat, forgetting about the apprehension I had only moments ago. This is delicious. This is the perfect lunch. Such a pervert. Jason looks down at me with amusement. I'm gonna get you fattened up. I'll turn you into a big, jolly homo. Yes, sir, I mumble between mouthfuls of pepperoni. It isn't long until I've eaten them all from between his toes. How was it? It was good, sir. Can I please have more? Fucking fat ass, he laughs. All right, but let's try something different. We're gonna make a pizza. He reaches into his bag and pulls out a squeeze bottle of bright red marinara sauce. I stare with confusion and disgust as he begins squirting it up and down his beautiful chest, defiling the musculature. What the fuck? Sir, what are you doing? Get up here. Spread this around. I crawl up toward him and look down at the sauce, the tangy scent wafting into my nose. With my hands? Yep, hurry up. We don't want your wife to get home and walk in on this, do we?
No, sir.
I reach out and press my palms against the cool lines of sauce, spreading it across his body. The slick substance glides in and out of the crevices between his abs. It coats his bulging pecs and firm, tight nipples. I feel so filthy, both physically and mentally. We're both getting so wet and messy. Now the cheese. He reaches into his bag and pulls out a bag of grated cheddar. I stare at my red, slimy hands while he begins sprinkling the food over his chest. Once he's coated in a thin layer, he begins laying pepperonis down at regular intervals. He's turned into a muscular human pizza. All right, queer, eat your fucking meal. He grabs the back of my head and forces my face down onto his abs. My dirty hands brace against the pool chair, staining the fabric while he smears my face up onto his chest. I enter into a bizarre mix of kissing and eating. I slurp the sauce. I lick his abs. I chew the cheese. I kiss his nipples. I don't understand what this is, but I do know one thing. I like it. My penis likes it. It grows firm and proud in my underwear, screaming out with approval as this man degrades me. This act is pathetic and embarrassing, but it somehow feels nice to do it for Jason. It feels good to obey him, even if the request is extreme. Yeah, you're a dirty little boy, he whispers while watching the degenerate display. Fucking eat it. Eat it all. Yesh, sure. I slur between mouthfuls of food. What would your sons think if they saw this? What would your business clients think? They'd see the real you. They'd know what you are. Homo, I'm homo. That's right, Max. You're a dirty fucking homo who gets weak for young, confident men. This is where you belong, on your knees and obeying my every order. Yes. I lick and eat, cleaning off his chest until there's nothing left. I begin lapping at the sauce on my hands, polishing them off. I'm starting to feel full and bloated. Let's dial it up a notch. Jason reaches down and removes his underwear, showing me his cock for the first time. It seems he's been enjoying my servile display. His erect, meaty tube springs free from his underwear and lands against his lower abs with a loud thudding noise. His dick is just as tan as the rest of his body. Beneath the dark skin, a network of purple capillaries bulges, stretching from the base to the pink tip. The cockhead is puffy and shaped like an unusually pointy mushroom cap. The thin, narrow tip flares out to a wide, intimidating base. My cock is so tiny and pathetic in comparison. Sitting here looking at this young jock's dick, I finally understand that there are indeed biological differences between us. We aren't the same. He's a man. I'm a queer. Are you ready for this? He grabs the pizza sauce and squirts it up the length of his erection. Start sucking.